Seal Test Milk, Cheese, and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present the Seal Test Village Store, starring Jack Carson with Eve Arden and Dave Willock, Frank Duvall and his orchestra, Eileen Woods, the Starlighters, and yours truly, Hi Aberbach. Now, here he is, Jack Carson. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of weeks ago, the Jack Benny program went on the air without Jack Benny. Some time ago, the Lum and Abner program went on without Lum. Tonight, we regret to inform you that the Jack Carson program will have to go on with Jack Carson.
Thank you, Hi Aberbach.
We'll be listening for you on the Lassie program. How are you tonight, Eve?
Oh, I'm fine, Jack. I guess this California weather agrees with me.
Yeah, well, it's so healthy. Only last week, my grandfather came to California for his arthritis, and already, he's got rheumatism. I wish I felt better myself, Eve.
What's the matter with you, Jack?
Well, I've been worrying about the future. Someday there's liable to be no radio. Then what am I going to do?
Well, what about television? There should be a place for you in television.
Yeah, I could learn to wrestle. I could just see my name in lights outside the stadium now. Gorgeous John. Gorgeous John versus...
Dame May Whitty.
It's very funny, but you're not helping me much.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about the future, Jack. What did you do back in Milwaukee?
Well, I used to work on a milk wagon, but it was only temporary.
What happened?
The horse came back from the army and I was out of a job. Let me see now. What else could I do?
Jack, what brought on this thinking, Jack?
Well, I met a man at the broadcaster's convention. He's got a little radio station way out in the country. He's asked me to come in with him, just to sort of run things.
Well, why don't you do it?
Well, I don't want to say yes right away. I got to figure if it's the right thing to do.
What kind of programs they broadcast out in the country?
Well, practically the same as here. They just have different names, like Life Can Be Irrigated. Portia Faces a Threshing Machine. And Our Gal Figaro. Yeah, I'd be great on that little radio station, especially with my talent.
He thinks he's got talent. I can do lots of things, but nobody asks me.
That's enough, Duvall.
I know all about music, acting, sculpturing, painting. I can take a paintbrush and 15 or 20 cans of paint, and first thing you know, I need a bath.
Duvall, get back to the bandstand. You're nothing but a musician on this program.
Nothing but a musician. He should read my fan mail. Somebody should. I can't.
Please, Franken, get somebody to read your contract to you. It says that you're not supposed to talk on this program.
I don't need this program. I got other offers. I got an offer of marriage from a rich Siamese twin.
What?
Yeah, she keeps sending me expensive presents. She sent me a new Cadillac and gave me a house in Beverly Hills with a swimming pool and three new suits.
This rich Siamese twin gave you all that?
Yeah, but it's no use.
Why not?
Well, the other one keeps taking them back.
Nobody believes your story about Siamese twins.
Oh, no? The three of us went dancing at the Palladium last night. They made us get off the floor.
Why?
I wasn't wearing a necktie.
Duvall, go and put your bald head back in the egg box.
Bald head. Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, you've been misled. I'm not bald.
You are not bald?
No, with warm weather coming on, I just got a haircut with a bare midriff.
Thank you, and good night, Frank Duvall. Eve, how about you coming with me as a partner in this country radio station?
Oh, no, you're not going to get me out in the country. I'm a city girl. I love the tall buildings and the short men. I love the rumble of the buses and the hustle and bustle, the noise of the riveting machine, the streetcar and Sam Kenton.
Yes, Eve, the city has its points, but there's something about the soil. I don't know, it's so...
Dirty?
I was, though. I talked on your line. No, the soil is so fertile. You drop a little seed into the ground, you water it, and then a little while you water it again. Then after a while you water again, and then what have you got?
What?
A puddle.
kidding. I love the country. That's why it'll be fun to broadcast from a small town where everybody knows everybody else. Hi, Ezra. Hi, Jack. Hi, Hiram. Hi, Jack. Hi, Jim.
What's the matter with Jim?
He's mad at me. I tell you, that's real living. Up every morning.
Well, go on.
That's enough, isn't it? You'll go with me, won't you? After all, you're my best friend. You're always with me through thick and thin. I can always count on you by my side. You're really the best friend a man ever had.
Thank you. Now throw a stick and I'll fetch it.
Oh, yeah.
Our field test singer, Eileen Woods, brings us Haunted Heart. Eileen?
In the night, though we're apart, there's a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my last romance, slips and left my suspense. Haunted heart won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And gone, but you still lure me. Haunted heart won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me.
Thank you, Eileen. Your rendition of Haunted Heart was wonderful. Well, while our good friend Jack is waiting to find out if Eve will help him with his small radio station, we'll step in right about here with a few words for you ladies. You know, I'd say these days are perfect picnic days. And what's more fun than to pack up the whole family and have a real old-fashioned outing? Now, be sure you take along a big thermos bottle of lemonade or coffee, plenty of fresh fruit, and at least two or three varieties of cold meat. You'll want a bowl of potato salad, of course, and as an added treat, Kraft's delicious, fresh-flavored cottage cheese. Yes, Kraft's cottage cheese is perfect picnic fare. It tastes so good out in the woods under the trees. And incidentally, Kraft cottage cheese is handy to carry, too. It comes sealed in a sturdy paper carton, all ready to eat. Sealed tight, and that's a big advantage in the picnic hamper. Now, you might like to take Kraft cottage cheese with little garden fresh chives blended right into its fresh flavored goodness. Or your family might prefer Kraft creamed cottage cheese, the variety that's so light and fluffy and delicate. Or Kraft's country style, the finer textured cottage cheese with that old fashioned farm kitchen goodness. Or maybe you'll want to take all three varieties. After all, this is a picnic, and you know how large picnic appetites can get. Yes, Kraft cottage cheese is as delicious on a picnic as at home. Remember, Kraft is the cottage cheese that's prized for freshness.
Say, Eve, I just got a phone call from that radio man I was telling about, Mr. Robbins. He's coming right over.
Well, he's not going to talk me into going out to any little radio station way out yonder.
But, Eve, you've got to help me out tonight. We're going to do a sample radio program for him later on. He wants to see if I'll fit in. And don't forget, Eve, after all, you're my best friend. That's enough, Eve. And here are the scripts for tonight's show, you see. And you'll...
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Well, that's quite all right. Could I help you cross the street or something?
No, thank you. Oh, I seem to be in the wrong studio. I'm looking for Mr. Keene, tracer of lost persons.
Oh, I see.
Yes, I just missed my husband.
Mm-hmm. When did you see him last?
20 years ago. He went out to get a loaf of bread, and I'm getting worried.
Naturally.
Yes. His dinner is getting cold. We're having lamb chops.
But my goodness, 20 years, that's a long time to wait.
Yes, and I've had to change the panties on the chops 3 times.
Well, I'm very sorry, ma'am, but we're in the middle of a radio program.
I have my husband's picture right here in this trunk.
Trunk?
Yes. It's life-size. Will you help me to find him?
Yes, we will. What color were his eyes?
Well, some of them were blue. Gee, I wish Harvey would come back. I loved him in spite of his drinking. Water, of course.
Oh, I see.
Yes. He used to drink water all day long, by the glass, by the bottle, by the tumbler. I've never seen a man so crazy about water. And at night, after drinking all that water, he'd get out his old rocking chair.
Then what did he do?
Nothing. He just sat there and sloshed. I've got to be going now. Got to get back on the job.
Oh, what are you doing now?
I'm still a test pilot.
Goodbye. Oh, gosh, Eve, she's a sweet old lady. Remind me to send her a set of socket wrenches for Mother's Day. Eve, I feel like I'm on the threshold of a great opportunity with this small radio station.
But, Jack, remember, you've got to have a good show, even if it is out in the country.
Oh, don't worry. I've got some great ideas for shows. First, in the music department, we'll have Artie Shaw and his all-wife orchestra. Then I'll have a big giveaway program. We'll give away the audience. What do you think of those ideas?
Well, Jack, I don't want to discourage you, but this whole thing sounds like it's going to lay a big, shiny egg.
Somebody call me?
I think anything could go wrong, Eve. After all, I have the experience, and I like those small-town people. I'll get along fine with them. Hi, Ezra. Hi, Jack. Hi, Hiram. Hi, Jack. Hi, Jim. Guess he's still mad at me. Eve, I tell you, I can't fail. Oh, that must be Mr. Robbins, my future partner now. Come in.
Hi, everybody. Disappointed?
Hello, Dave. Say... You're kind of dressed up, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I got a date.
Well, I know it means another straight line, but whom have you a date with?
Well, you know that pretty Flanagan girl?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has a beautiful friend who just graduated from Vassar.
Mm.
Who has the most gorgeous cousin you've ever seen.
Ah.
Who just happens to have a girlfriend who's out of this world. Her name is Jane.
Oh, and you have a date with Jane?
No, with her brother Joe. We're going bowling.
Hey, do us all a favor, will you? Go throw yourself off your elevator shoe.
Say,
not
Jack,
much of a laugh, but it's cute.
Say, Jack, maybe you can help me out. You know all about etiquette, don't you?
I should say I do.
Well, I'm going to a big dance tomorrow night. It's a fraternity dance. The Phi Beta Sigma Nu Chi Alpha Gamma Theta Delta Sigma Pi Gamma Phi Beta.
What does that mean?
Phi be half state.
Greeks had a word for it. I thought so.
Well, it's a swell fraternity, Jack. You should have seen what happened to me at my initiation. They painted my face green, my hair red, and then they ripped most of my clothes off, made me walk down Hollywood Boulevard in my shorts. I got arrested.
Why?
Oh, I wasn't wearing a necktie.
Dave, look, you asked me about etiquette. What do you want to know?
Well, when you're eating salad, which spoon do you use?
Dave, I'm surprised at you. The salad spoon, of course. Can you imagine such ignorance, Eve?
Oh, Jack, don't pick on him.
Oh, I'm not picking on Dave. I just want him to...
Well, there you are, Jack.
Oh, Mr. Robbins. Glad you could come. How do you like our little old Radio City? Eh?
Well, I like it. I like it, Jack. But then again, we're right up the snuff out in Pottsburg.
Pottsburg?
Yeah. Only 2,300 miles from Chicago. And we're getting recognition at last, too. You know, yesterday, the super chief slowed down.
That's fine. By the way, this is Miss Eve Arden.
Well, how do you do, Miss Arden? I want you to know that you are Pottsburg's favorite actress.
Why, thank you.
In fact, we've elected you Miss Pottsburg in 1948. Here's your prize.
Thank you. I'll put flowers in it.
Mr. Robbins, we've got a swell program for you to listen to tonight.
Why, that's fine, Jack.
Say, Mr. Robbins, just what kind of a town is this you come from?
Tell Miss Arden about your little town, Mr. Robbins.
Well, sir, now Pottsburg has a very colorful past. At one time, it surrendered to the Indians.
When?
Last week. But getting back to business, Jack, I sure hope you got a good show tonight, because I want to take you back to Pottsburg with me.
Well, I sure want to go.
Yes. Is there Pottsburg where everybody is everybody's friend? You walk down the street, they'll all know you just the way they know me. Why, when I walk down the street, it's, hi, Ezra. Hiya, George. Hiya, Hiram. Hiya, George. Hiya, Jim. Well, I guess he's mad at me, too.
I'm just a fella. Looking for a girl who saves her love for a rainy day. I'm just a fella, fella with an umbrella. Glad to see the skies of blue have turned into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, and that's what I long to see.
There might be a break in the weather.
Hey, that would prove to be quite a break for me. So I'll be the fella with an umbrella. If you'll be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
The fella with an umbrella. You're the one, baby. You're okay to save your life for a rainy day. Thank you very much, Starlighters. And now here's a chat from your own community I'd like you to meet.
Thanks, Jack. This is Frank Barton. I wonder how many of you folks know that Kraft Cottage Cheese is made fresh every day. That's a fact. Every single day, Kraft makes a delicious batch of this fine cottage cheese, and according to the seal test standard of quality. Then this newly made cheese is quickly packed into sanitary paper cups, sealed tight for your protection, and hurried away in trucks to food dealers. And not ordinary trucks, mind you, but refrigerated trucks. It's no wonder that Kraft is the cottage cheese that's prized for freshness. It's no wonder that Kraft cottage cheese tastes so super good in salads, as a side dish at dinner, with fresh fruits. Yes, when you buy cottage cheese, be sure you get the kind labeled Kraft. That's the cottage cheese that's so cool and delicate and delicious. That's the kind that's prized for freshness.
Well, Mr. Robbins, are you all set to hear some of the programs I've got prepared for your radio station?
I certainly am, Jack. And it won't be just my radio station. It'll be mine and yours. We'll be partners.
That is, if I like your program.
Well, I think you will, Mr. Robbins. Hi, will you start things off, please?
Well, yes, Jack. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the friendly voice of Pottsburg, KPOT. A very happy good morning, good morning, good morning to you all. And to those of you who are going to bed, good night. And now the first program of the day, Breakfast with Jack and Eve. That happy couple who eat their breakfast just for you. And here they are.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning, darling.
You look wonderful this morning, darling. Did you sleep well?
Yes, and I slept well because I slept in my new Ajax electric pajamas. And incidentally, dear, I almost broke my neck this morning when I got up.
On account of your Ajax electric pajamas?
Yes, I've got to get a longer cord. Say, dear, you look wonderful, too, this morning. Your face is so radiant.
Yes, that's because I just washed my face with Lady Lastfogel's Wonder Soap. It's the only soap that contains a towel.
Yes, and when you buy Lady Lastfogel soap, you are buying happiness. Remember the case of Mary Brown. None of the boys would have anything to do with Mary Brown. They wouldn't dance with her. They wouldn't romance her. They wouldn't ask to marry her. And then one day, Mary Brown stepped into the bathtub. And from that moment on, her troubles were over. She drowned herself. Please pass the toast, dear.
Of course. Darling, what are you going to do today?
Oh, just sit here and eat breakfast. By the way, dear, has my laundry come back?
No, I don't send your laundry out anymore, dear. I wash them myself with the new Wash Day Wonder Soap Blotto. Blotto doesn't float. You just whistle and it swims over to you.
Yes, it's the only soap that does the Australian crawl. It's a wonderful soap.
Yes, ever since using this new Wonder Soap, your shirts all have come out snowy white.
My shirts came out snowy white?
Yes.
That's great. They used to be blue. Of all the stupid women I ever knew, why did I have to marry you?
Why, you ingrate.
And so we conclude another episode in the happy life of Jack and Eve. Listen in tomorrow at the same time for Lana and Bob.
What do you think of that, Mr. Robbins?
Well, that was pretty good, Carson. But don't forget, we got a lot of kiddies in Pottsburg.
Kiddies, eh? And we'll get a load of this.
And now, station KPOT, the voice of Pottsburg, the biggest little city this side of Doo-Wop Diddy, brings you Uncle Jack, the kiddies' friend. Help combat juvenile delinquency. Don't listen to Uncle Jack. And here he is, kiddies.
Hello, kiddies.
Good morning, darling.
Eve, go away. Kiddies, this is your Uncle Jack. Our first letter today is from little Dickie Dittendorfer from Dorfenditter, Indiana. It's little Dickie's birthday today. He's 8 years old. If little Dickie will look under his pillow, he'll find the mattress. Happy birthday, Dickie. And here's another letter from little Filbert Mugginwump of Philadelphia, Idaho. Little Filbert is 10 years old today. If little Filbert will look under his pillow, he will find little Dickie Dittendorfer. And oh, here's a letter from Teresa Tribble. She's just 97 years old today. If she looks under her pillow, she'll break her neck. And now for the club news. Incidentally, some of my little club members have been tardy in sending in their dues. Now come, kiddies. This club cannot operate without your help, kiddies. So send in your checks every week for $50. Send it to Uncle Jack, 128 East Elm Street, Mexico City. Good night, kiddies. How was that, Mr. Robbins?
Well, now, pretty good, Jack. Have you got anything of drama?
Have we? Oh, have we. Go ahead, I.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, and now we bring you a story of romance. A story of intrigue, lust, hate, greed, frustration, suicide, vengeance, insanity. The story of just plain Betty. But first, let us bring you up to date on the story. As you remember, when last we left Humphrey, he was telling Cynthia about the diamond he had stolen from the Idol's Eye while under the influence of Tom in Cape Town, Idaho. Unknown to Charlie, Betsy has married Harold, who was thought to be lost on an expedition to find Fred, who had eloped with John's wife, Marcia. And here they are, Manny, Moe, and Millicent. Manny is speaking.
Millicent, darling,
Millicent, I think my mind is slipping. I'm having trouble at the bank.
You haven't lost your job there.
Oh, no. But yesterday, someone wanted change for 20, and I gave him 5 4s. Why do I jest at a time like this? Soon they'll discover I've been taking money at the bank, and then...
What have you been using the stolen money for, dear? Horses?
No.
Stock market?
No.
Women?
No. Why don't you try girls? Go ahead.
You mean there's someone else? A girl?
Yes.
But what about... What about the children? What about Sam and Max?
They'll have to find their own girls. This is goodbye, Millicent.
Well, if you must leave, I'll drive you to the station.
Thank you. It's good of you to drive me, Millicent.
Not at all.
Wait a minute. This isn't the right road. You've tricked me. This is the mountain road. Watch out!
If I can't have you, nobody will.
Watch out for that curve! Look out!
We return to our story in a moment, but first, the short message. Here's a word to women over 300 pounds.
Coochie coochie.
If you're fat, ladies, roll down to your corner drugstore and ask for a large bottle of Dr. Fondyke's reducing pills. This reducing pill lets you eat as much as you want and as often as you want. Keep a bottle handy in one of your chins. And now, friends, back to our story. Tune in again tomorrow at the same time for the further adventures of Just Plain Betty.
Well, that's it, Mr. Robbins. How did you like it?
Why, that was great, Jack. When can you leave for Potts?
Right away. Oh, I can just see myself now walking down the street. Hi, Ezra. Hi, Jack. Hiya, Hiram. Hiya, Jack.
Hiya, Jack. Jack, old pal. Jack, old buddy. It's me, your old pal, Jim. Speak to me.
I hate a man that holds a grudge.
May 29th is Poppy Day. Wear one of those little red flowers in remembrance and to help disabled and needy veterans and their families. Join us again next Thursday at the Seal Test Village Store, starring Jack Carson with Eve Arden. Kraft cottage cheese is made fresh every day. Then it's packed into spotless cartons and hurried to stores in refrigerated trucks. No wonder Kraft cottage cheese tastes so fresh, so good. This program is produced by Robert L. Redd and is written by Larry Gelbart, Sid Dorfman, and Jack Douglas. And now, why not stay tuned for the Bob Hawk Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is Frank Barton speaking from Hollywood. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.